Werner Herzog has been everywhere. Whether battling the snow-choked forests of the Siberian taiga or quietly examining cave paintings thousands of years old in France, his cinematic gaze is unflinching, ever seeking to identify and reveal the poetry of his subjects. However, sometimes that gaze lands on places we'd rather not notice. Into the Abyss tells the story of a triple homicide committed by two teenaged men who killed because they wanted to steal their victim's car. Michael Perry, one of the convicted men, was executed by the state of Texas while Herzog made the film.
What fascinated me about Perry was the stunning amount of nihilism. I couldn't understand it and I didn't know how to cope with it. And I said to myself, that's a man with whom I want to talk. A bank robber who fires around and kills one or two people and runs and then is captured is not that... It's not so intriguing. The logic is so simple. And it doesn't allow you this very deep look into the abyss of the human heart. I have been in dangerous situations. And I have seen really dangerous men. When I saw the picture of Perry and when I spoke to Perry, the entire time that I was sitting there and talking to him, there was this gnawing knowledge inside of me, in the back of my head, telling me, you will never see a man as dangerous as this kid.
Herzog speaks with many others who were affected by both the crime and by the criminal justice system. The families of the victims, Perry's accomplice, Burkett, who only received a life sentence, Burkett's father, imprisoned across the street from his son. Herzog even speaks with an executioner who administered over 125 lethal injections for the state of Texas before quitting his job. Hanging over the entire film is the moral question of capital punishment, and it remains a question. Herzog is forthright about his opposition to the practice, but Into the Abyss is nonetheless a stunningly impartial story. Herzog made 6 more films for television about death row inmates. He could have made even more, but decided to stop.
There's an economy with your intellectual capacities, and there's an economy with your emotional capacities. If you offer me $10 million for doing the next one, I wouldn't do it. I'm glad that I can leave it behind.
The death row documentaries are important, perennial, but difficult to watch. Fans are probably glad he's moved on, too. His next project is a biopic called Queen of the Desert, though it unfortunately won't feature his signature Bavarian-accented narration. Audiences can safely expect a sensitive, deft, and illuminating film in keeping with the rest of his work. Elizabeth Nonnemaker, Annenberg Radio News.